Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
This is the Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche. Word of Life podcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come on Word of Life with Prophet John Anoche.
The badger skin, even though it is very powerful, has to be dyed red so that it is on the account of the blood. There's no penetration anywhere unto the tabernacle of God. So if today the Bible says in the book of First, Apostle, open the scripture, the chapter number 3, you are the temple of the living God and you were bought at a price. There shouldn't be any penetration of a devil into your heart where Christ dwells. For God's sake, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What do you have for us as of grace? What should we expect?
Hallelujah. Women, are we ready? My name is Ivy. I am the organizer for S of Grace. And I'm here to tell you about our maiden program. We have a powerful woman of God. She's been through the fires. She's been groomed by God. And so this is the time for us to see her, be in her element. Prophetess herself, the chief prophetess. I tell you, if you miss this program, I don't know where else you want to be on the 13th of June, 2025, right here in the New City Auditorium. We are inviting all of you and we are asking that you register. We need to be able to cater for all of you. Registration closes on the 6th of June.
Will women also outside, maybe Accra or Ghana, have the opportunity to join?
Yes, so we are doing both in person and online.
Can they also invite people who have issues, health related, psychological issue, mental issue, whatever issue there is, to also attend?
Yes, Papa, everybody is invited. So we are pleading with you. It's not just for the members of the church, invite your friends. This is not just an ordinary, the usual Emeko meeting. No. Come and experience a difference in Emma ministry. And women, let's also invite our friends, our schoolmates, our colleagues from work, our business partners and all. We want to see a full house. I don't know if many people have seen it, but we have a dress code. We want to make this one as beautiful as possible. So we are doing white shirts, blue jeans, and your sneakers or your flats.
Emmanuel Bonsu. A champo. Stand there. Yeah, oh, now you talk.
June 4th.
I see a celebration on June 4th. For Emmanuel Achampon Bonsu.
Amen.
On bow with some magic as a jar. Oba will send my radiba bow.
Amen.
He will favor you.
Amen.
He will help you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He will lift you higher by the power of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus.
Glory.
Emmanuel, in the realm of the spirit, I am seeing that you've been put in a running water. Okay? Very clean, clear water. Crystal clear. And there's a very normal wave of the water flowing from top all the way to the bottom. And you can't even see the end, but it's flowing. It's very crystal clear water. And I saw the angels of the Lord, two of them lift you and put you in the midst of that running water. And all of a sudden, I saw myself appear by your side, your right side. And I saw my brother, Prophet John Taylor, appeared by the left side as well. So, in the realm of the spirit, you might have visions of him more, even than me. But I saw myself appear, and I saw him also appear. When he appeared, he was holding oil. But when I appeared there, I was holding like a bucket. I fetched the water, and then I began to wash you. Like I pour it upon your head, and it washed all your being. So I saw that I did it 7 times. The moment I was done with the 7th time, I heard a thunder. All the atmosphere changed, and I heard a thunder. And when I heard the thunder, I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, watch what the water will be. And I saw that the moment the 7 was done, from you it hit the water. I saw supersonic speed waves of the water. Now it was running with speed. And the Lord says, hear the word of the Lord. As the water is running with speed, henceforth so shall Emmanuel, a champ on Bosu's life, run on the earth realm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But the Lord said, tell him his limitation shall be women. Just open bar, but maybe can't say natural. Or see men sisi or ba. So what you say? It's done.
Amen.
Eradisi ye or say yen sisi, but mani who say yen sisi and ma. Because when the blessing of God comes upon you, now sisi or ba, it changes. And never be grace. There is a mystery about women. Mama Fanko, you two know what Mukunomoso. Aha. There is also a mystery about men. Maybe they are African Romuntio. They are Yamiakana. Some member of the Manka said, Yamese. I know they are Mian America. But they rather say any idea they want it. Then the Lord told me to tell you that there will be a celebration on June 4th.
Amen.
Say the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Say the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
It's done.
Amen.
Visit our YouTube channel, Prophet John Anoche. Follow Prophet John Anoche on Instagram and Twitter, and John Anoche Ministries on Facebook. For further details, call 0540-996670. Visit the prophets on www.johnanochiministries.org.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
This is a word of life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to you about the tabernacle of God, and I told you the tabernacle of God, the Hebrew people call it Mishkan, and Mishkan is actually the dwelling place of God, or habitation of God, or the tent of God. The tabernacle simply means that, like a tent, a covering, something that was erected to house God, but it could be moved from one place to another. And so, if we check carefully in our journey of in Christ, we can be considered as the tabernacle of God. Because he says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. So, where God used to be housed now has come to be with men. And we are privileged enough to be the house of God. So, we are privileged enough to be a habitation of God, a sanctified habitation of God, a place where God wants to rest. So our bodies, the Bible says, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it says, for we were bought with a price, or we were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your bodies that are God's. So our bodies are the Lord's. Amen. Our bodies are what? The Lord's. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Our bodies are the Lord's. Now, but I wanted to just let you understand about everything about the tabernacle. So yesterday we read when Moses was upon the mountain of the Lord, and the Lord took him again to his mountain and showed him everything. So when I got there, I told you I will continue. Now, by the special grace of God, we'll be able to understand something. Now, the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter number 25, the Bible says that from the verse number 4 and 5, it says, and God requested an offering from them, and one of them was ram skin dyed red, baja skin and acacia wood, anointing oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil. And yesterday I made mention of, and then it says, and for sweet incense. And I made mention of that. Now today we don't physically burn incense like in the church as though we are going to please God with incense. Let me explain to you now. Now, if people don't understand the grace dispensation, they can also teach what is called hyper grace, or what I call the extreme grace. There are scriptures that also talks about those things as well. So because of that, they think that the ministrations of the Spirit or the prophetic ministrations are not necessary. They are, unless you study it. That is why it is very dangerous for an apostle who has not been endued with that grace or power from on high concerning prophetic, and he begins to teach, and he will say the deeper, you know, fortunes of the prophetic, he will make mistakes. Because the prophetic is about, apart from the fact that there is a highlighted knowledge in the Bible that talks about, let's say, the glenings of the prophetic, you understand, in chain, but there are deeper fortunes of the prophetic. So unless it dwells on you, it dwells with you, and you have an experiential knowledge, you cannot really talk about it. You can't teach that side. So how can somebody who doesn't see begin to teach people how to see? Am I talking to somebody here? Okay, good. How can somebody who doesn't see into the realm of the Spirit? You can actually learn from the Word of God and begin to talk about what the Bible says. So your reference will be, oh, what? This is what the Bible says. I have not seen it, but this is what the Bible says. But someone who sees it said, you know, this is how I see it. As the Bible has said in this way, this is how it is. Because, do you understand? This is how to practicalize it. So you have a practical knowledge. And that is why even in a scientific world, there are people who have learned and they are teaching it. But there are people who are scientists themselves, and they've gone to experience what was written in the books. So when they come and bring corrections. Okay? Because when they go, they do something called observations to conclude at their scientific findings before they come to actually what? Write the conclusions, and people begin to learn. So when we were young, they used to tell us that there are 9 planets. Today, when you ask the kids, if you have not abreast yourself with new knowledge and you think that there are still 9 planets, you'll be mistaken. Amen? Amen. Because better machines have come, they've been able to what? Discover a lot of things. They've been able to discover a lot of things. In the past, it was impossible for you to, because telephone lines must come through cables. And so they must lay a fiber optic cable from somewhere to somewhere. Now new technology has come. This guy, Elon Musk, and his people are able to put just some dish somewhere, and then you just, you know, no cable, and then you just catch it. And internet will work for you. Amen.
Amen.
So if you're able to control the weather condition, just the internet is perfect. You get my point? And the speed is crazy. Yeah. But it was not supposed to be. In the past, when you want to call somebody, the phone lines, I remember we were queuing to make calls. You queue and then you make the calls and then you ring it. Ring. Yeah, do you understand? Uh-huh. And you queue. And then it changed and it came to another one. I remember Mobitel, I remember One Touch and all of those times. And they had several booths. Amen. Uh-huh. Students, you go and call your parents. Now they are genome. And now, thank God you are born again. Bonia, what do you school, no? Hallelujah. Textbook, no, you have 5 CDs. So say, ma, I must have been top 5. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. Now they are genome. Amen. Glory be to Jesus.
Amen. Uh-huh.
You didn't know it, but when you went to school, you went to learn it ahead. Boys, you need the J or Mama Menum. Now the Joma. But when you became born again, everything was what? It was gone. Hallelujah.
Lord.
So now you are on a clean sheet. Hallelujah. So when the Bible talks about the offerings that God demanded from the people of God, there was gold there, there was scarlet thread, there were purple thread, there were blue thread and fine linen, goat hair, ram's dyed, ram skin dyed red, badger skin and all of those things he requested. And then he told Moses that he should go and construct everything according to the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it. So Moses saw something and the Lord told him, go and make it. And he went to make it. So when you read the 26th verse, the 26th chapter, verse number 1, you talk about the tabernacle, how the tabernacle was supposed to be. But it is when you come to the verse number, the chapter number 36, the 36th chapter of the book of, let me even read the book of the 35th chapter, verse number 10. Yes. Okay. Moses, when he received the instruction, remember 25, he was receiving the instructions. Now 35, he was telling the people they must bring these things. So Moses gathered all the congregation of the people of God and told them the things God has requested they should bring. And they brought them. Now, the 10th verse, he says, and all who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its coverings. So the tabernacle that we're supposed to make is actually the final thing. But there is a covering of the tabernacle. There is the tent of it. How it is, what the structure of it. To make the tent of it. Then, we put it there. That's what the Lord said. Then the Lord said, the tabernacle and its tent and its covering, okay, its clubs, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets, the ark and its poles. So he's talking about now the ark of God's covenant. But that's not what I'm just talking about, the tabernacle and its coverings. So the 36th verse, the 36th chapter or the verse number 8, he says, then all the gifted artisans among them who worked on the tabernacle made 10 curtains woven of fine linen and of blue and purple and scarlet thread with artistic designs of cherubim, they made them. So all the curtains that were going to cover the, there were the inner curtains and there were the outer curtains. So all the curtains they made that was going to cover the inner, they actually inscribed, it was a carefully woven artistic work. And they did, the cherubims inside of them. Why the cherubims? So therefore, if you were inside the tabernacle like this one, all you could see was that, maybe fine linen all around. But you could see that inscription of a cherub here, there, and even at the door, the curtains, that in Jesus' time, the Bible says it was torn. Cherubim was inside. And it was woven. You get my point now? Yes. Why? Because God never does anything without meanings. So it has a meaning. Then the Bible says, the 9th verse, I'm reading the book of Exodus chapter 36. from the verse number 8. Then all the, so this one is under the law, but it helps us to see that there was something in the actual original that God took Moses to go watch. So the tabernacle was actually something that was there. But the people's journey in from the wilderness of Egypt, when they had left Egypt, from that wilderness unto the promised land, they were supposed to carry this tabernacle. So far as they carry the tabernacle, God will come and actually receive their sacrifices. And when they actually carry the tabernacle, it also presupposed that God was going to actually visit them. Because that was the dwelling place that if God came upon the earth, he wanted to dwell. And God was going to dwell at a place where they had several components there. These are components that Moses had seen in heaven and he was replicating on the earth realm. So what was on earth was called shadow, but it opens to what was original. So prophetic simply means that seeing what you are and who you are in Christ there in him, and then what? Replicating it here, doing the same thing here. So sometimes we see in the realm of the spirit that angel of the Lord is sent as a messenger, pouring oil on you spiritually. Then we also what? Bless it for you and speak the same words we heard him speak on you as Elohim had commanded him, because your eye was open to see such a ministration in the spirit and replicate the same thing. Then when you are done and you prophesy, this is what is going to happen. As the angel of the Lord said, or the spirit of God said, when your eye was open, the same thing happens to the person and the person begins to receive testimonies on earth. So why don't we believe that? That's what it simply means. So every man and woman is prophetic. Prophetic simply means God speaking to his people and people developing the ability to hear and see. So if you hear it, that means you hear the medium of God speaking to you. Yes, but there are people who have actually entered into this space and claiming that they are, but they are not. Why? Because the Lord has not sealed their spirit with his word. And that is the problem. So the people who are sent by God and they are baptized with the Holy Spirit, the Bible said they must discern to know. Because the Bible says that you have the gift of discerning of spirit. So you can discern the spirit of an error and the spirit of Christ. So if you are a believer and you cannot discern that and you call everyone false, then you too, you have a problem. It's not the calling of the false that is the issue. You too, you are a type of false. Why? Because when you can't see real from what? Fake. If you have seen it. Today, many brands have been exposed because you see, what you don't understand is that, and the ignorant many of the people, many of these brands, they have their factories. Okay, some of them, the factories are actually, they have shares in the factory. Some of them, they do not have shares. Some of them is just going to, they are just, you know, they draw their, you know, the way the thing has to be. Because there are several rights for someone to own an intellectual property. So if I develop an idea of a bag, the way I want the bag to be, so Louis Vuitton bag, they have artisans, or they have, do you understand? Stylish people, right? Who develop, or designers who design these bags. Even spectacles, every design is different. So they design their own that they want to, and they go and negotiate with these factories. And you charge them the production fees, and then you produce it for them. Then they decide that there are several and few finishings that they will do from somewhere else themselves. So when they are done, they will put that inscription on it, which become their trademarks, their brand names. And then they will put one or two things, sometimes even the packaging, everything is done somewhere else. They intentionally do that because they don't want you to mold. So if you want, decide to fake it so that you cannot really replicate. So the moment you are doing the same thing, you are the factory, you can do the same thing for your wife. The only reason why your wife's own will be fake is that it doesn't have certain component they did from somewhere else. But it's the same material you used to produce for them. You can even make it better than what you made it for them. But because it's according to the agreement. So people are jumping and accusing them. Like, but you see, you won't get the same. Because when they put the same, you order Nike sneakers. If you are able to order Nike sneakers, if they don't change, that's what they're Nike, somebody can, they can make it Nike or Nike. If they make it Nike, they can be sued, right? And But trade war gives an opportunity, because you've broken the trade war agreement. So it also gives us the opportunity to what? Also, we are broken it, so we are all breaking it. That's what has happened. But there are certain components that you cannot actually find. For example, in France, there are certain kind of perfumes. And the way they have actually brought the combinations, they won't give it to you. So they bring the concentrate. You melt it, you understand, they show you how to do it. And they have, because they're cheap labor, machines, electricity and all of that. So production is cheap. Packaging is cheap. Labor is cheap. So at the end of the day, everything becomes cheap. Then they charge their intellectual property on it. They charge their registration, their taxes, everything on it. And then they say it is $30,000. So when you wear it and it's on you, anybody who knows brands will know that this is a true brand. You know, the reason why somebody will see you wearing the correct brand and might think it is as the one they bought from Togo is that he or she knows only the one from Togo. Please, are you hearing my point now? Not that the one from Togo is bad. No, sir. Ushe, washe. But I'm saying that you cannot know. You know, one day I was there and my wife came to ask me, can you, like, my brand that you bought for me, someone saw me and said this. I said, listen, what do you mean by that? I bought it. I travel. Like, I went to, I have evidence. I have the certificate. It's there. Like, you understand? These brands, if you buy, they give you certificate. I bought it for you. It's like, you know, it's like you have trouble and you're buying something for your sweetheart. Amen. This is it. Who is coming to give me case? The person doesn't know. You see, the person has a problem. The person cannot identify what is original because the person has already been in the midst of fake. He has not seen the real one. But if you had given the person the privilege to touch it, feel it, and even see the patterns and the colors, the person would have seen that this one is relaxed and more authentic and what? It is more genuine. It makes it, you understand the point now? That's what it is. Yeah. The person didn't know. The reason is that if you are with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is inside of you, and you have no word, the word of God is not resident inside of you, you are not full of the Spirit. Or the Bible said you are not filled with the Spirit. Listen, somebody lied. The Bible said, and Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, sat down, and Ananias and his wife came to lie, and they died. Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. At that time, he was full of the Holy Spirit. If you joke, you die. There are other times people lied to him. They didn't die. Why? Because that time, you were deep in Kwame. But this one, they are not. You see, do you understand the point? If the anointing is resident, you know when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because at that point, rhema comes out of your mouth anyhow. But there are days that you are relaxed. What the bankubia means, who you seem to obia or cry, who you are a shame. Acting later. Do you understand the point now? There you won't get any rhema to speak. You might want to, but it won't come. Why? Because you are not in the peak of the operation of the Spirit. You are not. That's why when a man of God is ministering, the Bible says, whatever you will speak against him, even in your mind or your thought there. That's why when people see us demonstrating the power of God, that is available to the grace, within the grace given unto us. And they say, oh, falsehood. The Bible said they blaspheme you. Because what? We were operating by the Spirit. We were operating by what? The Spirit. Unless the person is lying. So the ability to determine something that is fake rests with you. So if you are not able to determine what is fake and what is genuine, it means you too, there is an amount of deadness to original inside of you. Are you hearing my point now? Good. That's why I'm saying that. There are many of us that when somebody is wearing a brand that is original or genuine, you will not be able to tell from fake. Why? Because you don't know. But there are certain places or there are certain people, when they see the brand, they will know that. If you wear any fake perfume and you bypass me, I will tell you. That's my specialty. Amen. I said, that's my word. If you buy it from Kobo Kobo Market, I will be able to say it. You see that It has a reaction. When air condition passes on it, it generates a certain reaction. And when the sun also hit on it, there is another reaction that it creates. It becomes a scorching smell. And whoa,
we will be right back.
Light the world with the word of life.
Ladies, you are welcome.
Thank you, Papa.
So we will ask you a few questions. What are you doing in your organization to ensure that there is spiritual growth and development for these ladies and women, as the Bible is indicating?
My name is Millicent. I'm the secretary for Heirs of Grace. So if you know Mama Elsie quite well, you know she's a woman of the word.
Yes.
She's one that places premium on growing in the word.
Mm.
So what she seeks to do through Heirs of Grace primarily is mentorship, discipleship, is grooming through the word of God. We are like in the closing hours of our dispensation. It's very important for women to understand that we carry prophetic destinies. Usually I tell people that if you don't know your purpose in life, you make mistakes. How do you know your purpose in life? It is through some of these meetings. When you have an encounter with people like Mama Elsie, when you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, you get to know your purpose in life. As a woman in a relationship, what is your purpose in that relationship? What is your purpose in marriage?
Wow,
or in relationship?
That's very powerful. Yeah. Some of them even have natural self-image complications.
Yeah. It's something that the woman of God in the coming weeks and months will be doing. Grooming women, bringing in experts, doing programs even sometimes outside of Accra, where experts will come and speak to the women, how to cater to themselves, even sometimes health professionals and experts. And all that, because we also understand that in as much as we are spirit beings, we operate and function within a physical body.
Yeah.
So it's also important to minister to the physical needs of the women. We are calling on all women, all races, come having this posture that you want to learn, you want the Lord to pour into you, you want to be sharpened, you want to be groomed, to be discipled, and you want the Lord to reveal whatever it is that lies on the inside that needs to come out. So yeah, just in closing, from 8:15 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. is going to be like a red carpet session. We're going to take photos, network, sip on some drinks, indulge in some fun activities. So make sure that
And the date is 13th June 2025 at the Hill City Church in East Legon, ARS Runabout, number 14 Boundary Road. The time is 9 p.m. Because of confidentiality and the kind of topics that we are going to discuss, we are asking that if you're not 18 years and above, please, you are excluded. Your session will come, but this is for 18 years and above.
Live with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche. Welcome back.
So what I'm saying is that there may be counterfeit, but if you are not a professional, an expert in determining what original from counterfeit, you may consider all brands to be what? Fake, because of your exposure. So your level of exposure in the spiritual field can be so bankrupt, can be so low, that you can see even a legitimate prophet, God says, I am well pleased, but you will say, no way, it can't be. The people of Israel and the Sadducees and the Pharisees saw Jesus, and this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords preaching the gospel, but they said, spear! Who can hear this? Why? Because they could not determine God in a man, Emmanuel, from all the fraudsters that had come. Because in Israel, because there was a prophecy that the Messiah was going to come, a lot of people, and you can actually get this information when you read other scripts, but you can get it in the book of Acts, where Gamaliel, one of the lawyers, said, there have been so many people who have paraded themselves as somebody in this our dispensation and our generation, and it come to nothing. This one, the way you are doing your thing, relax. If it is of God, it will stand. If it is not of God, it will fade away like the others. Now, this is so many years ago, 1900 and something years ago. And yet, it has not faded what? Away. Gamaliel is dead and gone. His grandmaster's ancestors are all dead and gone. I don't know, perhaps his family, if they have not been extinct, somebody will be somewhere here. Have you seen the number of generations? If say every generation of Gamaliel was 100, can you see the number of 100 people that have lived of his generation? And yet, I am mentioning Jesus' name. At that time, my great-grandfathers, they have not met with my great-great-grandmother. And yet, they have met, and all the orchestrations have happened, and I'm here. You are also seated here, hearing the gospel of Jesus. Say Jesus. That makes Jesus, according to that, the observation from that man, who was a lawyer and a man of God, a scribe, that means this word is potent. So if you are born today, you cannot come and disprove about Jesus. Because your great ancestor did the same and they failed. They have died and gone. They are being judged. Jesus is still here. We are preaching him. Am I talking to somebody here? So now the ability to know original from faith depends on what you. Because you have been supplied of the same spirit and the same word is there. And yet, you have closed your eyes. You have closed your heart. You are not able to know. So God sends people to you. But because you think they are fake. Because somebody, you know, sometimes God will send you genuine friends. They will make one or two mistakes. But they are legitimate friends. But because other friends came to your life. And they were supposed to be friends. But later became what? They became your devils. So you now consider everybody as what? So the moment, you understand the point now. But there may not be. So many people have lost people because of these things. It's not everybody God sends you that. So you need to open your spirit. Pray about it. Let the Lord show you first. Let the Lord show you first. So you don't make a mistake. Because many people have made mistakes. That's what I just want to tell you. You know the reason. Let me show you something. If the tabernacle of God had inner coverings and outer coverings. And the inner coverings, the outer coverings were supposed to be two. The outer coverings, I'm talking about the outer coverings. The inner coverings are also there. And each of them that were supposed to cover on the outside, the outer covering, was supposed to be dyed red. Red, nothing is seen. So if a badger skin is dyed red, what would you see? Red. If a ram skin is what? Dyed red. What will you see? Red. How do you determine a counterfeit of that? Because they are all. So today, because the outer court was left upon, they were left for the world, the Gentiles. When you go to any shrine, the things usually they use to cover their gods, where they do is what? Red. Because in scripture, the Bible says, the Lord said, leave the outer court. In the dispensation of grace, we don't need the outer court. God doesn't actually deal with the flesh. He's going to deal with the spirit. So God indwells in the body. So he wants you to what? He wants to help you renew your mind so the flesh is dead. That is the reason for the preaching of die to self. Die to the flesh. So the spirit will gain ascendancy. That's when faith, because faith is a supernatural force of translation. You have to be translated from what? The flesh unto the spirit. Faith will work for you. Faith will work for you. And that translation is not because you fasted. That translation comes by the studying of the word of God. So you accept what God says as yes. And then anything God has not said as yes, you just eliminate it. As simple as that. So when you see the coverings, everything is red. Outer covering. And when they covered it, that was the place God chose to dwell. And I'm saying to you that, now, the covering, say, there is a word that the Hebrew people call it. Very, very important. And that's the reason why Jesus said we should remember to do communion. It's a very deep thing that Jesus said himself. And so, for you to understand that, you must understand that it is not the law, and it is not just outer washings, but it's also fulfilled the word of the Lord. Now, remember that when we read this, the Bible says, let me read it you know, a little bit. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of the curtain was 4 cubits, and the curtain were all same size, all the same size. And he coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue yarn. All these things, unless I read a little bit of a lower translation that is very clean for you, so I have to be explaining what is the meaning of loops, as the Bible says here, of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain, of the selvage of one set. Likewise, he did on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. So they were creating loops together. I wish I'll be able to have, you know, curtains to demonstrate this for you. So let me jump up to the 14th verse. He made curtains of goat's hair. Can you imagine goat hair? Now, in Africa, most of the goat that we have, when they begin to develop hair, they scratch it by what? A wall. And all of them is gone. So we won't get some. But the Lord says, make curtains of goat hair. How are you going to get that? So all those people who were actually farmers or who kept flock had to donate. They had to bring what? Offering of goat skin, which had hair. And a lot of it. Now, here it is. I've watched a documentary where the farmer was actually like keeping flock of a lot of sheep and goats. And the goats had a lot of hair. And then the sheep the same. It could cover their whole body that they needed to cut some of them off and wash. Yeah. So you can actually have some of the hair. And they use it for, they sell it and they use it for clothing and things. Clothing. And he says, for the tent over the tabernacle. He says, he made curtains of goat hair for the tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. Then the length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain was 4 cubits. And the cubits have been measured in several dispensations. So don't use another dispensation for the temple dispensation of, or the temple measurement for cubits. The 11 curtains were the same size. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, that is outermost on one set. And 50 loops he made on the edge of the curtain of the second set. He also made 50 bronze clasps to couple the tent together, that it might be one. Then he made a covering for the tent. So he made a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red, and a covering of badger skin above that. So what came first was what? The outer curtain that was going to cover. The first one was ram skin dyed red. Then another will fall on top of it, which is what? Badger skin. My people, if you have the covering of the tent, please show me. Now, and then the badger skin was the one that he used to make the outer one. And it has to be dyed red. And then cover it. Then he says, for the tabernacle, he made boards of acacia wood standing upright. So this, I am talking about the outer one. Now, so the outer one, the material that they used for the covering was actually what? 2. Ram skin dyed red, badger skin dyed red. Now, so you have to research about what is badger skin and all of that. Now, the Hebrew people have had several discussions, and they have scholars and rabbis discussing about, the Hebrew rabbi who are also scientific in nature, discussing about these things in their region, and in the region of the wilderness, and they are able to trace where they walk through to the, you know, the promised land. How possible for them to get badges? And many badges today, some of them also, right now you can see documentaries, some of them also can be found, one can be found in wildernesses. Because the people of Israel were actually journeying through wilderness. How many badges are you going to see them on the wilderness? Please, are you getting my point? Because, you know, and badgers are very powerful. They are very small animals. Can you show me badgers, animal, the animal that is called a badger? Hallelujah. Yes. Let me proceed. If they are ready, they will communicate, okay? Okay. So is there, you are seeing it? And this is a badger. And so this is the skin. This is it. Have you seen this animal? This animal, if you have watched documentaries, they eat, they can kill snake easily. Have you seen it? Now, so far, the documentaries I've watched, I've not seen one snake who has been able to successfully kill one badger. Now, I watch documentaries of them because when I'm studying, I watch a lot of things. I used to watch before I saw that these animals, they kill snakes. Even big snakes, they can kill them. They have a way of fighting with them, and you see the snake, blood all over the snake, and the snake will run. Badger. And God decided that this is the skin on earth of an animal, small animal, and I want you to look for their skin. And then make a covering for a whole tent. When you are done with the skin, thank you guys. So that, you see, so there are several layers you see. They brought it so that you can see how it has been used. So all of them were dyed what? Red. The goat skin, the badger skin, the ram skin. So the badger skin is the one that is at the top. And it was also like that. And they use it to cover the entire tent. Now, can you imagine? Why must it be dyed red? The significance is the blood of Christ, which is red. It's the blood of a lamb. And the blood of the lamb, the supreme lamb, is Christ. So that, so far as this is the covering of the tent, the devil can enter there. So you cannot actually get another voice speaking in the temple or the tabernacle, purporting to be Christ, while it is what? The devil. The same way you seated here, you are the house of God, the tent of God. If your skin is covered by the blood of Christ, we must not hear another voice coming from you, which is a deceptive voice, which is from the devil. It cannot be. I don't know if somebody is understanding me. It cannot be that we are praying and somebody said, Kuri mama, Shri mama, hey, Apostle Chris, Eradise, worry me, Nejai mami obushi. So anybody, and I read the scripture of the Hebrews to you when I was teaching you. So how can anybody that the blood of Jesus has cleansed your sins and you have counted the blood of Jesus worthy, how do you go back to your vomit and your filth? The book of Hebrews, you remember? Yes, I'm just using, I'm not actually quoting the exact, but I'm so that they can understand. Are you hearing my point now? How can anybody, the blood of Jesus that saved you was a price for your redemption. A price for your redemption when you were lost. And the price was put on the altar for you to be redeemed. And the same blood is sprinkling upon you and covering you with badger skin so much so that when a serpent spirit, you know, because spiritually, you know, can you lift up and say, thank you, Jesus. God, when he made animals, he specifically made the badger. And all the animals that are bitten by... So, even lions can be bitten by the serpent. But small serpent and even big one. Lion, big lion can kill them. They are like cat group. They kill them. But they fight. I have seen a fight between a lion and a snake. And the lions killed the snake. And I've seen another one where the snake also beat the lion. And after the fight, he killed the snake, but he also, you know, started suffering and then he died because the poison covered his whole body. And he died. Eventually died. Even though he had killed the snake had also beaten it, the lion. So the lion died eventually. But the badger, the skin does it, the poisonous substance of a snake cannot harm the skin of a badger. You bite 10 times, it won't go. And the teeth is so poisonous to the devil. You see, the devil's spiritual life is the symbol, is a similitude or a symbol when it comes to the spiritual realm. The devil actually raptured himself as a serpent. So every serpent is a symbol physically of what? A devil. So you can see a physical serpent, a snake, and it's just a normal, natural snake. You kill it, it's dead. But you can also see a snake where you are not supposed to see a snake, and you will notice that this snake has spiritual tendencies. It's on assignment. Amen? So just the normal, natural killing won't suffice. So after killing it, still, it can perform. I've seen someone, they brought someone to me where the person went to like a farm and saw a snake and killed the snake. But when you, in the process of killing the snake, the tail of the snake hit the leg. And he felt some burning sensation and the leg started swelling. Even though it did not bite, but the program is that when you come into contact with this guy, something will happen. So it's a spiritual, you know, assignment that has been what? Enforced on a certain kind of snake. So the devil does that. So many people have dreams and they see snakes. The reason why they're able to attack you is that some of you can see snakes, and because you have counted the blood of Christ Jesus worthy enough, you walk among the snake and none of them can touch you. If you have seen it. Why? Because your skin is made of badger skin dyed red. Your outer skin. But some of us, the serpent spirit can bite us and we will run away from them because we know that we have not counted the blood of Jesus that is speaking and speaking better things than the blood of Abel worthy enough. So when we see, we run. So I want to show you on the account of the blood fatter feast. It is so important for you to understand it. That on the account of the blood, the badger skin, even though it is very powerful, has to be dyed red. So that it is on the account of the blood. There's no penetration anywhere unto the tabernacle of God. So if today the Bible says in the book of First, Apostle, open the scripture, the chapter number 3. You are the temple of the living God. And you were bought at a price. There shouldn't be any penetration of a devil into your heart. Where Christ dwells. For God's sake, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, the Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter 5, he said, he that is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one touches him not. And the reason why you were touched is that you didn't keep yourself. But if he touched you, and you came to Jesus, and he says, all ye that are heavily what? Come to me and I'll give you. So when you, can you imagine you are sick, you have come to Jesus, but the word is going on, you are still challenging Christ. How can he, do you understand, offload your burden? He offloads your burden because, my friend, you know that he's the only one. Because the things you are experiencing spiritually is serious. So how can it be? Now you understand this. Thank you, Father. I bless Jesus that you understand it. Wave your hand, say, Father, I understand right now.
I understand it right now.
Now, have you understood when Jesus gives a command and says, do this in remembrance of me till I come back? Listen, your skin, which is your flesh, that is what the Bible says, that if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will also quicken your mortal body. You see, your mortal body is body of the flesh. It can die. And yet, if you actually acknowledge the Holy Spirit power, he can quicken your mortal body. That scripture is for mortal body. So sometimes when we are sick, we think that it is only hospital that can treat us. Yes, that is the fleshly mindset, or that is the mindset of the natural world. But if you switch to the supernatural mindset, if you switch to the mindset of our kingdom, I tell you, God gave us a solution. And the solution is that the word of God, according to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, verse 22, the Bible says, and the word of God is medicine to our bodies. And the Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus dwells in, he that raised Christ from the dead, he will vitalize, invigorate, makapa. He will quicken your mortal bodies.
by his spirit that dwells in you. If the Holy Ghost is out of you. Yes. And the Bible says, Alabashandaha, he offered his blood through the eternal spirit. And the eternal spirit, ladies and gentlemen, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is forever. The Holy Ghost is from the beginning, even before the beginning, to the end and beyond the end. Are you hearing my point? Yes. World without an end. That is who the Holy Ghost is. He said, by my spirit I have created. By my word I have made. Who is he who is looking for something that the Spirit of God has not created? Who is he who is looking for something that the word of God cannot make? The word can make. 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 The word can make you rich. How you guys shall have a higher. The word can make. The word can make. The word can make. The word makes. In the book of John, chapter number 1, he said, in the beginning was the word was with God. The word was God. He said, the same was in the beginning with God. He says, Hapata, Alabashanda. He said, all things were made by him. And without him, nothing was made. That was made. So everything that was made by the word. So when you speak the word, some things are made. When you speak the word, everything can be made. And listen, the earth you dwell on is physical. It was made from an immaterial word. This word I speak, you can't see it, you can't touch it, but it can be deposited into your spirit, and you can bring it back to make everything in your life. I came to introduce the word of God to you. It is the word you can break. It is the word that is stronger and powerful. Are you hearing me, somebody? If you believe, shout the word. And my Lord Jesus is the word. And he said, the Bible says, according to the book of John, chapter number 1, verse number 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So if I speak the word of riches, you can make it become flesh, and it will dwell with you. If riches are, that is why when I preach the riches of Christ, and you believe, it can become flesh and dwell with you, not with somebody else. If I preach healing, it's a healing word. If you believe, the healing word will become flesh and it will dwell with you as health. Are you telling me, Sibrahala? If I preach favor, favor can become a word that may manifest flesh and dwell with you wherever you go. Doors that were closed to others will be open for you. Yes. When you get there, they will tell you, come, John, come, Akosia, come. Yes. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus right now.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to show you something.
Do it.
I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Apostle will read for me about the book of 1 John, chapter number 5. Okay. The verse number 18. He says, we know that whatever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself. And the Bible says,
The wicked one does not touch him.
If the hedge is broken, this is the hedge. Guys, put it there. Put the tabernacle there. So when we check your spiritual composition of your body, of your flesh that Jesus dwells in, you have the same kind of thing. Just that this one is the fleshly arrangement, but yours is the spiritual arrangement. That is what the Bible said. The things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. But the things of the flesh you see with your optical eyes. So eyes have not seen nor ear heard. It has not come to the heart of man what God has actually prepared for you. The Bible said, so that we are a kind of what?
Creature,
a kind of first fruit. And a kind of creatures. This one. Now, when you remove the skins, okay? So the badger is the outer one. It develops, it's like, so you can develop a very tough skin by the word of God. And it is deep in the blood. So you won't count the blood that sacrificed for your life unworthy. You will not insult the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things for you. And that's why men lose their protection. You don't need any protection conference. Just believe the word. Apply the word. You are amply protected.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.